We have Lisa Roberts, who is the principal at Grandview Elementary School. Good morning, Lisa.
Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing excellent today. Thank you, Mike. How are both of you?
We are confused. It's hot. We're not sure what kind of jackets or gloves or hats or anything else needs to be worn or put together. But as we talk about with all the folks in the MCCSE, it's kind of nice when you don't have the weather affecting your class preparation, school, get us there. What time are we going to close early? Are we delayed? It's just nice to see the green light on the stoplight and let's go, right?
That is absolutely correct. And hopefully outdoor recess if you can hold off the rain.
Lisa, one of the things that you told me about fascinates me. We've got a bunch of 3D printers at Ivy Tech, and I know what I think about when I see them. You're an elementary school, and your kids now have access to 3D printers. This has got to be mind-blowing for them.
And it's great because they can put make some umbrellas for today at recess.
Little bitty ones.
Well, that can work.
That is so true. One of the things that we learned when we were training, they asked us, you know, what's something you would actually make? And they said you could make anything on a 3D printer.
Yeah.
So our teachers are looking forward to incorporating it in what they're already doing in our classrooms. The kids are so excited to be able to get on the computer and design using geometric shapes and angles, mm-hmm. and print these models. I think our fifth grade class, they do a huge project on the 50 states. One of the things that they might be able to do is to make a 3D version of their own state, mm-hmm. depicting different landforms that are associated with the state. So it's endless what you can do with a 3D printer, and the kids are really excited.
Let me give you a little hint. Our Kirk Barnes at Ivy Tech made himself a bow tie, which he wears to class on occasion. It's a full-size bow tie and 3D printer. It's amazing. But that's only one of the amazing things you got going on there. This one blows my mind again. Your choir is going to do dinner theater choir presentation.
Yes, actually our third grade classes are going to do a dinner theater on March 28th at 6:30. This dinner theater is going to be an African theme because they've teamed up with a school in Kimilili, Kenya, and they're going to raise money to help make some improvements for their school.
And your kids talk to their kids on Skype?
Yes. So our music teacher actually met up with the founder and the director for the Hope Initiative programs, and so they're able to Skype with these kids and get a glimpse of the life in Kenya.
Are the kids in Africa going to get a chance to see your choir perform?
We're hoping to Skype that evening. Yes, that's our goal.
Great.
Because it will be morning, and they'll be at school. So that's one of our big things, is to get them up on the televisions in our cafeteria so that everyone can see what they're benefiting.
Now, I've heard cafeteria, I've heard dinner theater. What are we serving? Let's get down to the important
food.
Thing. That's right.
Actually, we have a couple people who are going to make some African tastings, so that they can experience the culture of Africa.
Great
but
idea.
We're also going to serve pizza because, you know, the
who
kids,
doesn't like pizza?
Love pizza. So it's going to be a combination. You know, if you don't want the African, let's go for the pizza.
Is this open to the public, Lisa?
It is open to the public.
Okay.
It is 6:30 on Tuesday, March 28th. Doors will open at 6. And they're going to charge for a pizza and a drink, and all those donations will go to the Kenyan kids.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Partnership.
Now, that's not the only thing your choirs are doing. You got other kids doing things in choir.
Sure. Their big spring program this year is going to feature the music from the Trolls soundtrack, which is an animated movie by DreamWorks that all of the kids are really into right now, but their music is very uplifting and energetic, and Mrs. Voss does a wonderful job getting those kids ready for that.
I've seen your kids perform, and I don't think I've ever seen kids as enthusiastic about what they're doing, or one of the things I always talked about is I saw one of your kids come and do a performance, and he played a wooden box, and yet I thought, well, okay, it was really good.
It really, yeah. He was excellent. He's moved on to middle school, but we could sure use him back here for our Kenyan program.
Well, you also got ISTEP coming your way, so that's. Do you view that as positive or a little bit of a downer?
Oh, how about in between? Actually, okay. ISTEP is something that, you know, we've worked so hard all the way through the year. We're constantly preparing without actually letting the kids know that we're preparing. But I think everything that we're doing here with our STEM initiative helps give kids real-world experiences, which is what you're seeing on that test every day. Mm-hmm. And that goes from February 27th through March 10th for the first part. And we're gearing up for that. We're ready to go.
Now, you mentioned STEM a couple of times. And by the way, we're talking with Lisa Roberts, who is the principal at Grandview Elementary School. And STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. And, you know, think about that in elementary level. That's not unheard of. And you're doing some really neat stuff. And you're going to have, what, open houses about that?
We are. We're having actually our STEM showcases. We have our kindergarten through second grade on March 23rd, and our third through sixth grade will showcase their culminating activities on May 18th. And so they take everything that they've learned throughout the year and they turn it into a project, which then they can present to their parents to show them, you know, all the great work that's going on here. We have after-school clubs, which is that we have our Contig Math Club, which we did last year, and recently have added a Lego club so that kids can code with Lego robots and eventually get into some bot wars. I don't know if you've ever seen that on television, but that's kids are really love to design things and then have them interact with other kids' projects to destroy them. So we're gearing up for that as well, and that happens after school. And so the kids are doing things all the time that are surrounded by STEM, and they've got energy, enthusiasm, and creativity flowing through the walls here at Grandview Elementary School.
Lisa, as you were talking, I'm thinking back to my days in elementary school, and
they had elementary
absolutely
school back then?
Prehistoric. I mean, we never did anything close to any of that.
Well, they didn't have robots back then,
no.
Keith.
Or bots.
They didn't have robots. They might have had Legos, right?
No, we didn't even have that.
They didn't even have Lincoln Logs. They just had Lincoln.
Well, Lisa, you're doing great great things at Grandview. It's exciting, and what a great thing for your kids.
And hang in there during the ice stuff. We know that's a disaster happening, and just, again, it's not the end of the world. Have some fun with it, and if that's possible. And,
yeah.
And again, give us the date on your the African Dinner Theater celebration.
It is March 28th at 6:30, and I just want to put a plug in. Our staff, we couldn't do any of this without our wonderful staff and PTO. They put in such hard work to make Grandview a great school to be part of. So it's them. They do it all. So we're lucky to have everybody here.
And if you need more details, you can follow along on Twitter and go to the webpage. You can find it at the mccse.edu site as well. And the links you're right to it. Easy stuff. Great job as always. Great talking to you. And enjoy the rain, wind, storm, cold, hot, and everything.
See how many coats and hats kids leave behind because it's warm out.
Oh, that's definitely today. Thank you guys so much for having me on today.
All right. Appreciate your time as always. Grandview, very, very busy, Keith, and Lisa doing a great job with her crew out that way. That's Lisa Roberts, the principal of Grandview Elementary. Cool idea with the Skyping.
That's neat.
Well, you know, you can read about it in a book.
Mm-hmm.
You can see a video on the on the overhead projector. You can watch a news part of it. But when you Skype, it's real people, kids talking to
real
kids.
Real time.
Which you can't. It's not produced. It's not scripted. It's what life is. It's
spontaneous.
And it's new. And they didn't have that at the Lincoln Log.
No.
One room
television?
School.
Electricity we didn't have then.
Thankfully, you had a fire to gather around so everybody could see the books.
We had to watch television by fireside.
There you go.
Yeah.
And
can
you do that? Could you do that? And you had to go both ways uphill.
That's in
the snow.
Barefoot.
And you might have to do that today or tomorrow, depending on when the weather moves through.